This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singarian for Jane Lindholm. For such a wee little thing, the tick has sure garnered a lot of our attention. That's because it can carry Lyme disease, and that's something none of us wants to experience. So anything more we can learn about the tick and its behaviors can only be helpful. David Allen is a biology professor at Middlebury College, and he's been trying to learn as much as he can about tick population and their behaviors, and he joins us now to discuss what he's been learning. David Allen, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks, Rick.
Why is this tick research something you're so interested in, David?
Well, I grew up in Springfield, Vermont, back in the 80s and 90s, and I didn't experience any ticks growing up, or very few, and didn't hear much about Lyme disease. And so coming back to Vermont, teaching here at Middlebury College, I was just really blown away by all these ticks I'd been experiencing now as I go out and hike or doing my field work. And so that really led me to this research question.
Well, explain the field work, the method you're using to collect ticks.
Yeah, we use a pretty standard method in the tick field, which is drag cloth sampling. So we take a 1 meter by 1 meter cloth, weigh it down with dowels, and then drag it along the forest floor. Every 10 meters, we turn it over and, check for ticks that are just attached onto that cloth. So as the cloth passes by, these ticks are just sort of waiting, and anything that brushes by, a person, a deer, a mouse, or this drag cloth, they'll latch onto.
And this mirrors how we get them on us, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're living there on the forest floor, and then the behavior they're doing is questing when they're looking for a host. So they'll come up to the leaf litter or even onto vegetation on the forest floor and then just sit and wait for animals to pass by.
And do they have to be brushed off, or can they jump off that leaf matter onto us?
I don't think that these ticks can do much jumping. I know some folks think that they'll fall down from a tree on you. I think most of the time when you get a tick, you're brushing against this leaf litter and then they'll latch onto you. They're pretty slow walkers and I don't think they do any jumping. It's just grabbing on.
And where are you doing this collection?
We're collecting all through Addison County and we are interested in a couple landscape and environmental factors. And so we've picked out sites across a range of these variables. So one of them is elevation. So we sample down in the Champlain Valley and then up to the spine of the Green Mountains.
Is Addison County a place that usually has a lot of ticks?
So in terms of Lyme disease incidence, it's a little bit lower than some of the counties further southern in the state, like Bennington County or Rutland County. And when you compare the number of ticks that we get to some other folks who sample in other places, like in Rutland County, our numbers are a little bit lower, but we still do get quite a few ticks.
So what have you found regarding the tick count this year so far?
Yeah, so compared to last year, if we look at comparable sites, we're getting 2 to 3 times as many nymphal ticks. Those are the ones that we're getting through the summer as that we did last year. So it's quite a large number, quite a big increase.
It made my heart stop. Is that significant from just 1 year to the next?
So yeah, definitely we have, in the realm of statistics, statistically significant increase in the number of ticks. And I would also consider this a biologically or from a human health exposure risk, a significant increase in the number of ticks, yeah.
So what are some of the reasons why it could be so high this year, David?
Yeah, so I want to caution that this isn't something where I think that the population is going to be doubling every year. These tick populations are very fickle. They fluctuate considerably year to year. And so here I think that there's a number of abiotic or like climate or weather variables that could affect them, and then as well as biotic variables. So the number of deer that the adults have to feed on, the number of mice that the juvenile stages have to feed on are going to change year to year, and that's going to result in different numbers of ticks. For this year, I think that this dry or very wet summer and spring really helped out the ticks. The ticks are actually quite sensitive to desiccation. And so if that leaf litter stays nice and humid throughout the whole summer, fewer of the ticks die and more of them are going to be actively questing.
So the year-to-year statistic is not quite as significant, but the long range is. What do we know long range about what has been happening with ticks here in Vermont?
Yeah, so definitely there has been this sort of steady long range increase in the number of ticks in Vermont, and that's mirrored in the number of Lyme disease cases where, you know, if you look at the incidence in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, Lyme disease was more centered in southern New England and the mid-Atlantic states. And then we've seen this sort of like northern increase in the incidence up into, you know, northern New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
So you go out, you're drag clothing, collecting the ticks, then you take them back to the lab. What do you do there?
Yep. So now we want to test for which tick-borne diseases the ticks are carrying. So in order to do that, this is a little bit different than how you'd be tested clinically for these diseases. We grind the tick up and then extract the DNA through a series of chemical washes. And then we use a test, a genetic-based test, to look for the specific sequence of DNA that the bacteria that causes Lyme disease has.
So can you tell if more are carrying Lyme or other diseases now than in the past?
Yeah, so my research only extends back 1 year, and the rate of carrying the Borrelia, the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, for us is the same. But probably if you had the more historic data, you would see that increase as well.
So what you're finding, though, compared to the rest of the state, does it have the same incidence of Lyme, the ticks that you've found here in Addison County?
Yeah, so there's a couple of other researchers around the state collecting ticks at academic institutions as well as at the state the state government, and we get about the same incidence rate of these ticks carrying Borrelia as these other folks.
Now, I know you are really interested in finding any landscape or environmental factors that are significant regarding ticks. So have you figured anything out yet? Anything that has kind of surfaced in that area?
Yeah. So the big one that we found first off is this decrease as you go up in elevation. So in the low elevation sites that we have in the Champlain Valley, we get 10 to 15 times more ticks than once we get up about 300 meters or 1,000 feet in elevation up into the Green Mountains. And so we think this has to do partially with temperature changes. So as you go up there in the higher mountains, it's colder and ticks develop slower with a lower temperature. So they're going to just have a shorter life or active span to be looking for hosts. And it could be that the colder winters as well are knocking them back. So elevation is the main landscape factor that we've identified so far.
And you said 10 to 15 times more prevalent below 1,000 feet than above 1,000 feet, correct?
Yeah, really striking pattern.
So why is this important? What do you think this might tell us?
Yeah, so I think that we can use this and as well as other sort of landscape factors to make predictions in where ticks can be found and use that for, you know, targeted either tick prevention strategies or as a way to avoid places of high risk.
So how much longer will you be out collecting ticks this summer?
Well, the nymphal tick population is beginning to drop down, and then we'll go back out in the fall when the adults and the larval ticks come back out. So we're sort of slowing down now, going into August, and then pick back up in September, October.
David Allen is an assistant professor of biology at Middlebury College and has been doing research on tick populations and behaviors in Addison County. He joined us from the Middlebury College studio on campus, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your findings with us, David.
Thanks so much, Rick.